Okay, in preparation right now, preparing for a tough divisional game, going to Green Bay. So we know we've got our workout forces preparing for these guys. So we got to do a good job the rest of the week here in our preparation to get ready for this game. Questions?
From your end, I'm preparing for a colder, first outdoor cold game this year.
I mean, we pretty much take the same approach. As you're saying, we practiced outside yesterday, practiced today. It's still a little chilly in here, so I think our guys understand that, you know, it'll be what it is, and, you know, no matter where we are, we've got to go out and we've got to perform.
Atmosphere, do you expect at Lambeau? It's going to be a weird one with them not being in playoff contention.
Every time we've been up there, it's always been loud. It's a divisional rivalry type game, so, you know, we know we've got to put our best foot forward effort-wise and paying attention to the details to be able to, you know, have a chance to win this game.
Matter a ton to you whether Harrison Smith makes the Pro Bowl or not, but can you explain what makes him so good? I guess is what makes him one of the top safeties in the league?
I think Harry pays attention to the details of everything, you know, from week to week, understanding number one what we're trying to do, understanding what teams are going to try to do to us. Does a great job of communication, helping us get lined up and different pass offs and coverages and those kind of things. He's a heck of a player around the line of scrimmage, and he does an excellent job, you know, on the back end for us. So in our opinion, you know, he's really a good player for us.
How many safeties are that good at when they can come to the line of scrimmage or line up back there? It seems like his versatility is a major part of his success.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, most guys are probably better at doing one or the other, but he has the ability and athleticism to be able to do both.
Hunter this season, Zimmer was just talking about how he's maybe thinking a little bit less now and playing a little bit faster. Have you seen that from him?
Yeah, I think the more experience he's gotten a lot more comfortable in, you know, what teams are trying to do to us, you know, schematically, what they're trying to do to him on an individual basis as far as pass rush. So I think he's grown a lot. I thought last week was probably one of his best games. I mean, he came off the ball, you know, pretty much all game and kind of reacted to things rather than, you know, thinking too much. So I thought last week he really, you know, exploded off the football.
George, has defending the tight end gotten tougher as the positions evolved over the last 10, 15
years? Yeah, they have, because so many of them now coming out of college are more like receivers. They're more spread out. You know, they're used to playing in space and doing those types of deals. But, yeah, I mean, it has. I mean, you look around the league now, every team has that guy. I mean, they have that tight end. It's a tough match where a linebacker in coverage, you know, consistently. And so, yeah, that has become a tough position for us to match each week.
I know that Kyle tends to line up just about everywhere. Do you see that from some of the other top tight ends that you face?
Yes, you do. I mean, you look around the league now, you'll see him out there at number one a lot as the number one receiver removed from the core. And then, you know, having the ability to come inside and run all the slot routes. So the versatility of that position has grown a lot over the last, say, 20 years I've been in this league.
What types of challenges does it present for a defensive coordinator when an offense can throw out so many different personnel packages and things like that? I'm just thinking from the Pat Shurmur's perspective, it seems like on every play there's a different formation, different personnel grouping, things like that.
I mean, it's tough. What it does is it forces guys to have to think, you know. So it tries to cut down on the reaction time and, you know, having to think about alignment on assignment and those types of deals. So, I mean, the versatility, like Green Bay does the exact same thing. I mean, they've got so many different personnel groupings, and they're usually, you know, right there at the line of scrimmage. They sub, they get lined up quickly and try to get out and execute. But that's essentially what it does, is try to cut down, you know, on your reaction time defensively.
How have you seen Hundley progress just from obviously when he had to come into the game when Rodgers went down through the weeks that he's been playing?
I think he's, you know, gotten a lot more comfortable. I mean, you look at his production, you know, since, like you said, he came into our game. He looks a lot more comfortable in his mannerisms, operating what they're trying to get accomplished offensively, his communication and getting them in the right matches and the people in the right place, the right protection, all those things. So it looks like he's a lot more comfortable in what they're asking him to do. All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.